Okay, so up to the end of Mishnah Yud Beis. So again, the Mishnah said, Hillel said, right? Having a Tamid of Shalaron, Ayav Shalom, Roy of Shalom. So Ayav Sabrius, carved from the Torah, right? So that's what. So what we saw last time, the focus he was focusing on the last part of Ayav Shalom, Ayav Sabrius, the word the Ayav and the Yichud that Ayach of Sansinov. Okay, so we spent time with that. So now he goes back to explain the first part, Roidiv Shalom. Roidiv Shalom. So you see, right, in page Chavtes? Yeah. Okay, so Roidiv Shalom. So he quotes from a Medrash that the Medrash really comments on this Mishnah, where it's Fei Yimim Welcome Acher. What does it mean, Roidiv Shalom? To run after Shalom? What does it mean to run after Shalom? It means, I don't know, be peaceful, look for, what does it mean, Roidiv Shalom? So the Medrash comments, where it's Fei Yimim Welcome Acher. Run after it. Mimokamacher from somewhere else. In other words, there's different ways how to, on a very simple level to interpret that. The most pashta level means that rotfim mokamacher means like you have to look like fight for peace. So you have to like sort of run after it. You have to look for it. It's not you can't wait for it to come to you. You have to look for it. You have to actively pursue efforts in order to have peace, to make peace. Rotfim mokamacher. But the way the Kamaran has explained is mimakamacher from another place, from a different place. So he says like this: Ki pizer l'rishayim hanal lo'olam. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin that dispersion of rishayim is pleasurable for the world. In other words, what he's saying is like this: is that roidiv shalom rotfim mimakamacher means sometimes a person has to do something which looks like the opposite of shalom, but in truth, that's bringing shalom just from a roundabout way. Ritfei l'makamacher. Bring peace, run after peace. Sometimes you have to run after it, mimakamacher, from like a roundabout way, a place that you wouldn't expect. Mimakamacher, right, mimakamacher, which is what, like from Haman's own, that's what ended up happening, right? So that's he's saying over here. So what's the example he's giving? So the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, peace of the Rishayim, dispersion. And the Shalom means Achdus, right? The opposite of Shalom means Pizer, separation. So when a person is dealing with Rishayim, for example, and peace of the Rishayim, and you create conflict with Rishayim, Hanal Oilam, that actually brings pleasure and peace to the world. But that's also called being Roidiv Shalom, but it's Mimokamacher, from another way, from like the back entrance. Right? So bringing peace between tzaddikim, between good, is itself the division within negative. So he says, so again, that the example he's giving is in terms of people, right? So sometimes distancing from Rishayim, which looks like the opposite of Shalom, is in truth bringing Shalom to the world, because again, division, you know, breaking apart rishis brings together goodness, right? And so the idea in Kabbalah is like this: is only the there's a koyach of yichud, there's a koyach of unification in the world, like, and it's either Yaakov or like who has it? You know what I'm saying? Like someone has to have it. So any level of the nature of achdus, the nature of unity, is only in the world of kedusha. It's only in the world of kedusha. Any time that you find any level of unity by the other side, it's really just stolen. You know, it's sort of being hijacked by the other side. So when a person goes and creates pizer and sort of creates, has a sense of division from Rishayim, you're actually returning the sense of unity back to the world of Kedusha. So that's what he's saying. So Ritzfei v'malkamacher, okay? He's saying Ritzfei v'malkamacher. And so he says, Afal Pikin, so despite the fact that means that sometimes a person has to create division between him and Rishayim and so on, and that itself, even though, like, obviously you have to do that because it's not good to be influenced by Rishayim, v'chulu, but it's also not even, but the point over here is that effort is in fact also creating Shalom, right? So the person might feel bad that, oh, I have to distance myself from this guy, so I understand I have to do it, but maybe that's creating more machlegas in the world, right? Maybe it's l'shem shemayim, it's the right thing to do, but it's like nebuch, that it's also creating more division in the world. The answer is no, it's not creating division, it's creating unity. It's just creating unity. When there's division in rishus and evil, that itself creates unity in kedusha. So that's the idea of resuming makom acher. But afal pikein, that even if that's the situation that a person has to have, makarvin l'Torah. You still have to be makarv people to the Torah. What does that mean? L'misha yirtzu l'karav yolecha b'emes, someone that actually does want to come close, then you always have to leave the door open for the person to show an effort. You know, if the person actually does want to come close and to change their ways and so on, so you always have to leave. So it's like Chazal say, right? Small doicha b'yamin mekarevis. The left hand pushes away and the right hand pulls close. There's always has to be that way of bringing close. Okay. Maybe for a few minutes, but we'll start the next mission. We'll see how far we can get. But okay, Mishnah Yud Gimel, yeah? Hu Hayu Omer. So Vayter, Hill used to say, Negad Shema Avad Shmei. Negad Shema Avad Shmei. Someone, you take a look at the right side, you see by the Bar Tanura. So he teaches, Negad Shema Avad Shmei, Misha Nimshach Shmei L'merchayk. Negad means like a river, like something that's flowing. Like if you spill something and the liquid continues on, that's called Negad. So Negad Shema, someone whose name continues on, right? In other words, someone Mishanim Shach Shmei L'merchayk, someone whose name goes to far away. In other words, he becomes famous and so on. Mitoch Sarav Rabbanus, because of power and authority, so he becomes his name precedes him. Mehera Yoivat Shmei, his name will quickly be lost. Sharabonis Makavera says by, like we saw earlier, that he's specifically talking about like political power and things like that. So that's not good. So he says Nagad Lash Meshicha. Okay, fine. And the Mishnah continues. We're not gonna be able to get to all the commentaries right now, but we'll see again. Hu Hayu Omer, Nagad Shma Avad Shmei. Again, as the name, when a person's name is precedes him, the name itself becomes undermined. Udullah Moisef Yosef, and someone that doesn't increase, it means in Talmud Torah, Yosef, he himself will become gathered up. In other words, it's a school for Arichas Yom is to learn, and the opposite, the opposite. Udullah Yolef, and someone that doesn't learn, which is worse than just not adding, a person doesn't learn at all. Ketola chayiv, it's like a person's chayiv misa. Udishnamish betaga, and someone that uses the crown. In other words, that simple pshat means that he uses his status as a talmid chacham for his own personal benefit. Chalaf will be sort of replaced; he'll be taken away. Okay, so that's the Mishnah. So again, a little bit like choppy how the Mishnah reads. So we'll do it piece by piece. So take a look at the Gemara Netzi Chesed. So again, just for a couple minutes, the first piece. Again, so the first line was Negad Shema Avad Shmei, a name that extends itself, a name that goes far, will itself become lost. So he says like this: Shekol Echad Roitze Begadlus, Sheyetz LeShem Kishem Hagdolim. So he says a person over here. It's not so. He said, "What's pshat?" So if a person is well known, that means it's not good. So what are you supposed to do? So he says, the idea is over here, he references a Torah from the Baal Shem. The idea is that if a person is interested in becoming great, a person's growing in their ruchnias, and the intention is in order to gain popularity, then that's Negad Shema. The person's interested only in his name increasing, then Avad Shemei. Then it's already, it's going to be, it's going to undermine itself. So he says, Shekol Echad Reitze Begadlus, and as a, if a person wants godless, sheyetzu l'shem k'shem hagdolim, that he should make it in like the newspapers and stuff like that. So kenoida, as it's well known from the Baal Shem Tov, ish asher yase kamoya lariach ba. So this it's a beautiful Torah. The pasuk says by ketores, there's a mitzvah to burn the ketores every single day in the Beis Hamikdash, right? So the pasuk says ish asher yase kamoya lariach ba. That's someone that duplicates the ketores in order to burn it for themselves and to smell the ketores. So they want to have a private in their house. They want to have ketores, so it's chayiv mis. It's mis v'dei shemayim. That's the nichras be'amav. So the Baal Shem Tov said like this. On the bottom, they have it over here. The Baal Shem Tov said, He says like this, Ish asher yase kamoya. So he said, what's the end of the Kataris in the Beis HaMikdash? The Kataris in the Beis HaMikdash, the Tzar says, is mamish a yichud, kachibir shchinte. The word Kataris means kitor, means to be bound. It's mamish like a yichud, a gaval de gezachen. So ish asher yase kamoya, so you're like, I want to make yichudim. I want to be a tzaddik. I want to do gaval de gezachen also. But lariachba, in order that it should have a good aroma, right? Not doing it for the zach itself. That it should fill the room with my smell, right? And everyone should, oh, what's that? Oh, so, you know that type of inyan? V'nichras mi'amav. So he says like this, she'erechai noidev, the Baal Shem Tov said that this is on the bottom, that if a person is making the Ketorah, so to speak, and doing big inyanim and growing in Avodas Hashem, but she'erechai noidev, in order for the smell to perfume the room, that the person's name and reputation should precede him, like, oh, he's a chassid, shenikra ketoiras, shemekashrim o miyachdim, kuchabrichu shchintei, whatever the ketoiras means, and all the yichudim, im oisim lahareach, but if the person's doing it in order to have a good smell, the nechros miyamav. That's what the Baal Shem Tov says. That's what he's referencing over here also, again. So that's what the Gemara is saying. Shekol echad roitzu begadlus, sheyetzle shem kishem hagdoilim, if that's what the person's interested in, negad shema. Notice his whole avoda is in order that his name should increase. So that's the Mishnah saying. So avad shema, then his name becomes lost. Kenoida, that's what the Baal Shem Tov said. Ish asher yase kamoya lariachba, that's someone that does the ketoiras, but in order lariachba, in order to that others should smell what he's doing. Sheyitzle shame reach toiv, oz v'nichas mi'amav then avad shmei. And says that what we're going to see. We don't have time for this, but I guess Bez Hashem tomorrow. We'll see why is the Mishnah specifically, so what's the point? The point of this is, like you said, like Yeshus, in order to do mitzvahs, become, grow in your Avodas Hashem, not for one's own ego, and not for one's own reputation. But the question that he's then going to deal with is that why is the Mishnah specifically highlighting and using the meaning of one's name as this point? Right? The Mishnah could have said this idea in many ways. But this idea of a person's name increasing, and that's why you're doing it, and then the name becomes lost. Right? That's what Rav Nachman has a Torah, right? That you have to look for Hashem's kavod. Was it the Torah Vav or something? Right? You have to look for Hashem's kavod and not the, hey, to the, right? It's either Hashem's kavod or your kavod. Those are the two options. But 100%. So that's, huh? It's a Migdal Bavel. Yeah, it's like it's if you're own it. That's what it says over there, right? Vasinu v'nasalonu shame, right? That's the mantra what the pasuk says. Yeah, so it's all 100% true. And the Kamarna will explain al pi Kabbalah also why the inyan of shame is connected to this inyan of gaiva. Okay, Bez Hashem, everyone, the whole world should know about Klal Yisrael for all good things and all good ways. Bez Hashem.